Shout it loud, hallelujah. Shout it, miracle receiving, hallelujah. Where the person was in that just broke his head this morning, shout it loud, hallelujah. Let's close our eyes and sing this song louder than anyone around you. Power has changed, I see my life. No matter what other you may say, power has changed, I see my life. No matter what other you may say, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Power must change, I see my life. No matter what the heaven says. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Come, eyes closed, beloved. I'm listening very carefully. Listen very, very carefully. In the meeting of today, a lot of landmark miracles will take place. To be quite honest with you, if you will pray from your heart here today, there are things that will happen that will affect your life positively forever. And I'm telling you this one loud and clear from the mouth of the Holy Spirit. Things will happen that will put joy in the mouth of God's children. At the same time, things will happen that will put sorrow into the heart of the enemy. Because the cries of the children of God have gotten to the ears of their father. So in our individual lives, even in the nation as a whole, those who are responsible for oppressing, tormenting God's children shall be utterly disgraced. Who will wish for this? Say amen. Doesn't matter. Because it's not a prayer, this is a prophecy. Something that will take place. So get yourself ready this morning. Anything can happen. Anything can happen. The spiritual world is an interesting place. What you see is not sometimes what you fight. I want someone to fight is not really what they should be fighting. Many are fighting themselves instead of fighting the enemies. But something will happen. Because like I said to you, when somebody has gone too far, because they don't want the children of God to have rest, what happens is that their God will arise and cause devastation and chaos to the enemy. There are three prayers I want you to pray now. As those prayers begin to come forth from the mouth, cancers will begin to dry up. Manipulation of the womb, manipulation of the babies in the womb will cease immediately. And all those who have been brought into debt because of satanic handshake, those satanic handshakes shall be shaken off. Incurable diseases will fly out. Unprofitable growth will be dissolved. Now packs on any organ of the body will shoot away. As we pray these prayers now. Sisters, are you here this morning? Shout this loud and clear after me. Every power that has tied me down. Can I hear the sister saying this loud and clear? Break loose from my life. Can I hear the sister saying this now? I want you to put your violent emphasis on break loose. Can I hear the sister saying this again? Yes. Brothers, shout it louder than the sisters. And you are not just saying it the way I want it to say. I want your violent emphasis on break loose. Because as you are saying that break loose, it will begin to happen. Open your mouth and say it again. Break loose. Oh my life. In the name of Jesus. Yes, open your mouth and begin to declare. Break loose. Break loose. Break loose. In the name of Jesus. Continue to say it. There was no breaking. Yes, a breaking loose in Jesus' name we pray. Silence. Yes, a breaking loose on the head, on the eyes, on the chest, on the heart, on the stomach, on the womb, from that left leg, from that left leg. From that leg, yes, break loose, break loose, break loose, break loose now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That woman with the issue of blood, check your body now. That evil fountain has been closed. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Say this loud and clear. This is number two. Witchcraft powers. With my destiny. Can you say this loud and clear? Your time is up. Done. In the name of Jesus. Your time is up. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Maseto koya boshende rabo kora basanta. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence again. I see someone here. There is a lot of opposition mounted against you presently. But all this opposition shall be systematically removed. And the Lord will promote you above them. Thank you, Jesus. Say this loud and clear. I will be a champion. And not a casualty. In the name of Jesus. Declare it loud and clear. I will be a champion. In Jesus' name we pray. Our Lord and our God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, wonderful Father, who prays the holy name for another gathering of the palm of stranger. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Lord, there are people here this morning that the enemy has pushed to a corner. Beginning from this morning, let the enemies bow in surrender. In the name of Jesus. There are people here this morning who have been struggling and battling with sicknesses. Beginning from this morning, let the infirmity be buried forever. In the name of Jesus. Father, there are people here this morning who are sad, prostrated, almost at the point of losing their minds and giving up. You are the God of hope and power. You are the God of the suddenness. Oh God, arise and manifest your power in their lives. in the name of Jesus. And our people here this morning, members of their families have been laughing them to scorn, telling them you are serving Jesus, what has he done for you? For the sake of his people this morning, oh God, arise and manifest your power. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Shout it loud and let's have a seat. God bless you. As we take our Bibles, we just done our first session of prayers. The second session of prayer is the key point of where we are going here this morning, about which the Lord has made several pronouncements before we started now. For the next few minutes, I want to speak unto you on what I call the wicked must expire. In Acts chapter 13, Acts of Apostles chapter 13, I read from verse 6. Acts 13, verse 6. And when they had gone through the isle unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar Jesus. That name means son of Jesus. What a contradiction. 7. Which was the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who is also called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, "All full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of who? The devil. Thou child of the devil. Thou child of the devil." That is the definition of the kind of people the Bible calls the wicked. Thou enemy of all righteousness. Thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord. Then Paul judged him. And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Beloved, I like you to listen very carefully. You may say, what they are saying this morning here is not aggressive, but the situation on ground has warranted it. The wicked, by definition, is a member of Satan's army. By the grace of God, when you get born again, you belong to the Lord's army. When some people get initiated into darkness, they become a member of Satan's army. The wicked continues evil, even when grace is extended to them to repent. The wicked will continue evil even after repeated warnings by the Lord. They become unrepentant in their wicked activities. The wicked have entered into a covenant with Satan. They've entered into a covenant with evil spirits to take the seat of God. The wicked are faithful servants of Satan. There are two kinds of wicked human beings. The group number one are the group that have refused to repent. They know they are doing evil. They want to do evil. They are not ready to change. There is a second group of wicked human beings. When you persuade them and they hear the word of God, they change. There are many that come into the fold of God as witches. But when they get there, they repent. They go through deliverance and they become new creatures. But there are some who have decided. Number one, they don't like Jesus, they are not getting born again, and they want to pursue evil to the last. The Bible calls them the wicked. When we say wickedness, if I gave you a dirty slap and you slap me back, you are not being wicked, you just retaliated. But when you've done somebody no harm, nothing to offend them, and they are tormenting your life, they become the wicked. There are many wicked people on the planet. There are wicked men, wicked women, wicked politicians, wicked pastors, wicked husbands. There are various categories, just like this child of the devil here, whose name was Bar Jesus. The wicked, they are the apostles of Satan. like we indicated in our prayer points for this program. The wicked is what the psalmist described in Psalm 144. The wicked is what the psalmist described in Psalm 144, verse 7. So send an hand from above, lead me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children. They are children of God, all right, but they are strange ones. Strange children. That is what is known as the wicked. The wicked are satanic princes, as pointed out in Ezekiel chapter 11. Ezekiel chapter 11 from verse 1. They are satanic princes. Ezekiel 11 from verse 1. Moreover, the Spirit lifted me up and brought me unto the east gate of the Lord's house, which looketh eastward. And behold, at the door of the gate, 25 men, among whom I saw Jazaniah the son of Azor and Pelatiah the son of Benaniah, princes of the people. Princes of the people. I pray that every Jazaniah and every Pelatiah that is assigned against you shall die in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be loud and clear. Then said he unto me, Son of man, these are the men that devise mischief, and they give wicked counsel to this city, which says it is not here. Let us build houses. This city is the cauldron, and we'll be the flesh. They are satanic princes. The wicked are the son of the devil, like Paul pointed out. The wicked are what you call satanic intermediaries. They are agents of darkness. Satan, who is a spirit, cannot operate physically on earth without those intermediaries. All these wicked, the wicked, this child, the children of the devil, and these satanic intermediaries, they contact satanic kingdom regularly by sacrifice, by invocation, by incantation, by conjuration, by demonic fasting. They make contact with their satanic kingdom. By this contact, they receive power to influence people of their immediate environment and the world. This is a very serious matter. And if you're a careful reader of the Bible, you find the Bible calling the wicked many terrible names: abominable branches, beasts, chaff, deaf serpents, grass, lions greedy of prey, swine, passing wild wind, scorpions, serpents, smoke, troubled sea which cannot rest, wandering stars, evil figs, fire of tongue. These are some terrible names that the Bible gives to the wicked. Satanic princes, children of the devil, strange children. These include every juju priest, every witch doctor, every occultic grandmaster, every witch, every wizard, every member of the sorcery group. It includes all magicians, it includes all spiritualists. If you belong to any of those ones and you are here this morning, better go born again, because you have come to a very dangerous place. And when we start praying, anything can happen. It's best for you to get born again. If we sit around as believers and we watch juju priests, witch doctors training apprentices and recruiting more members, and we do nothing, then it will backfire on us. It may not concern us directly, but they will soon begin to do things that will affect us, that will affect us. All these juju priests, they are the ones responsible for renewing covenants with Satan every year. They are the ones that keep rededicating our land back to idols. They are the ones empowering all these idolatrous festivals that have gotten us nowhere. All these juju priests are the ones responsible for fortifying all those who are pen robbers, who are stealing, and who offer human sacrifices. They are the ones who prepare charms for ritual killers, prepare charms for armed robbers, prepare charms for those who are doing evil. These kind of people, when they are all repentant, they are best judged and clear them out of the way. If not, they will keep multiplying and they will cause more trouble for us. Read your Bible well, beloved. Sometimes the Lord will ask Israel to go into a particular place. And he says, kill everybody, kill the women, kill the children, kill the cattle, kill everything there. This is the reason for this. Because a single one left there will of course propagate the satanic intention again. These juju priests and these witch doctors, they are the ones responsible for giving these youths, these militant youths, all this kind of fetish power and charms that make them so confident. I could remember some time ago we were going to minister somewhere, but we couldn't go there. Because the way there, there was a communal clash. I watched in amazement as I saw small boys, young men with den guns and all kinds of charms on their chest with red bands on their head. One of them was even hanging a dead goat on the neck. The people responsible for doing those charms for them, they are the ones that are responsible for most of the problems that many of us are going through. We went to a campus to minister before, a university campus. And there was this cult boy sitting right at the front. He was having a padlock. All the time I was speaking, he was locking the padlock, locking the padlock. The agenda of his padlock was to lock my voice. I saw him sweating there. I said, young man, you see that padlock has no power. I don't surrender your life to Jesus. Who gave that boy a padlock? The witch doctors, the juju priests. They are the ones responsible for all this ritual killing, killing of babies, ritual killings for money. They are promoting the worship of mammon. Some of the traditional rulers who will have surrendered their lives to Jesus, these evil juju priests and witch doctors, they are the ones threatening that if you abandon the religion of your fathers, you will die. These are the evil counselors. There are satanic princes all over. Apart from these juju priests, they give evil counsel. They are satanic kingdom resource managers. They are the ones misleading the politicians and giving them wrong advice. They are the ones encouraging those who steal from their country. They are the ones who give all kinds of advice to drug pushers. They are the ones responsible for gathering useful destinies together and puncturing that destiny. That's what the Bible says. The whole world lies in wickedness. And we're living right now in the last days. And one of the signs of the last days is that there shall be wars and rumors of war. There is plenty of that now. There shall be false prophets. Plenty of that now. There shall be fear and distresses. Plenty of that now. There shall be increase in knowledge. Plenty of that now. There will be lawlessness. Plenty of lawlessness now. There will be corruption. Plenty of corruption now. But one other sign of the last days is that there will be a satanic revival. Evil men and seducers, they shall work stronger and stronger. The devil will make his final attack on the human race. Desperate final attack. Using the powers of the wicked. Wicked powers have now increased the activities amongst men. Now we have human beings pouring acid on another human being. A sister slept, she had a dream that somebody was biting her breast. By the time she woke up, the breast had swelling up. Within 2 weeks, they had diagnosed cancer. Within 2 weeks, she was dead. There are wicked powers now. Men who donate their daughters to all kinds of idols and say those daughters don't marry anybody. They collect people's urine, they collect people's feces, they send serpents to people. They send evil beasts on people now. And paralysis sets in. The person sits in the exam hall, he remembered everything when he was going to start. Suddenly, a breeze blew on his head. Everything he had learned flew away. And insanity is now the increase because the devil has now perfected another technique to make people mad. A lot of people are spending strange money to withdraw other people's money. Many are being tormented by these wicked forces. And I know many have been crying day and night. Why is my life like this? When will things be okay? Am I the only person in the world? Why is it that nothing is working? Why is it that all roads are closed? Why have I offended? Why are these powers refusing to let me go? Is because of the activities, powers, operation of the wicked. I pray that today, any wickedness targeted against me must die in the name of Jesus. If I were in your shoes, my amen would be louder than that. Let it be louder than that. When you talk about the wicked, wickedness is a personality. Wickedness varies in level. There is spiritual wickedness. There is wickedness entrenched in the evilness. Once a person has the spirit of wickedness, he's a changed person now. It's not the same person you know. The enemy can specifically program wickedness into the heaven of another person. This is a very serious matter. And I want you to understand this very well. There are people amongst us who are going deeper and deeper into the occult, deeper and deeper into satanism, deeper and deeper into the things of the devil. They are looking for promotion. They are looking for protection. They are looking for how to overshadow the other fellow. So they consult the wicked. There is a serpent and scorpion power behind all wickedness. And when there is wickedness around, the wickedness works hand in hand with terminating powers. When the wickedness is set in motion, the agenda is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. They work hand in hand with terminating powers. When you are faced by an enemy that is biting without remnant, then you use your most potent weapon. Your most potent weapon. And as you use that most potent weapon, enemy will back off. There is no gentle way of addressing wickedness. Unfortunately, there is none. God forbid, if all of a sudden now, as we're in this meeting now, a large python moved in. You can't stand on your seat and say, "Python, don't be naughty." You understand? Do you understand me? I'm the only child of my mother, so be careful. Don't be naughty. Come on. Come on. No, no, listen. Go back to me where you're coming from. No. All the methods available for arresting wickedness is violent. That's why the Bible says, as from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent ticketed by force. The period of mercy for the wicked assigned to your life and for the wicked in Nigeria is over. You don't understand. I say it again, in case you want to go and tell somebody else when you live here. The period of mercy for the wicked that is troubling the children of God, that is also troubling Nigeria, is over. In Psalm 149, I read from verse 5. God has given us power to pray judgmental prayers. When we see that, well, we have an adverse situation where some actions have to be taken. Psalm 149, verse 5. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. What are they going to do with it? To execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people. That's what Paul did. He judged that fellow and assigned punishment to him for disturbing the work of God. Number 8. To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written, "This honor have all his saints." And it is your right to bind the kings and to execute the judgment written. One of the judgments written is, "Suffer not a witch to live." That is, God has issued physical and spiritual death sentence on every power of witchcraft. Open your mouth like thunder and raise one hand to the heavens. And shout this louder than anyone around you. Say, "Oh, you wicked! Your end has come! Name we pray. Listen, beloved, these are very serious matters. A sister was sharing a testimony. She was in Kaduna during the religious riot, and people were being slaughtered. She was praying, and these people approached her house. They knew that she's a Christian there. she opened her window and saw them coming.
Fear gripped her heart.
But then she remembered, as from the days of John the Baptist until now, kingdom of heaven suffered violently by force. So she opened the window wide and said, "You must be looking for me." I said, "I'm here. But let me tell you, if you still want to remain alive, get away from this place now and go. Because if you allow me to start praying, none of you will leave this place alive." They now brought out their charms. The sister now started prayer. And by the time she prayed the first one, and all the wicked forces surrounding her fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Immediately her force fall down and die came out. The leader fell down. When they saw the leader on the floor, groaning in pain, they carried him and fled. Before they got to where they were going, the leader was dead in their hands. The rest did not come back. When you face an enemy that is ready to bite you without remnants, you use your judgmental prayers to bind their king to chains, and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor of all the same. Paul said, "You child of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, and you not stop perverting the righteous law of the Lord." Say, "Behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and he judges him." Immediately the judgment of Paul happened on that man. The person Paul was ministering to became born again very quickly. But then, before we begin our judgmental prayers, there is an issue we need to address. There is something called the ladder of darkness. If there is a ladder of darkness in your life, the enemy will torment you at ease. So we must first of all pray against that one. The ladder of darkness is an open door or a point of contact, a satanic point of contact in a person's life. If this is not dismantled, anytime the wicked comes in, they succeed. What is the ladder of darkness? The ladder of darkness is anything that gives dark powers easy access to your life. What is the ladder of darkness? It's any sin in your life that allows the enemy to play around with your destiny. What is the ladder of darkness? It's any act that enables the enemy to have a free movement in your life. What is the ladder of darkness? It's anything that enables the enemy to operate despite all your attempts to stop them. What is the ladder of darkness? It's anything that enables dark powers to continue their operation. What is the ladder of darkness? It's anything that enables the enemy to restart their activities after you have stopped it. What is the ladder of darkness? It's anything that encourages a revival of trouble in a person's life after the trouble has ceased. What is the ladder of darkness? It's any object in your life that makes it difficult for the enemy to live. That makes it so difficult for the enemy to live. There are many of our sisters who put themselves in regular bondage every day. When we say, "Don't use this kind of thing," they will say, "I am not convinced." No problem. Make yourself an easy entrance for the enemy. What is the ladder of darkness? It's materials in your possession that invite the enemy to come back. What is the ladder of darkness? It's a means by which evil covenants are renewed. A means by which the enemy reestablishes his state in a life. A place of refuge of dark powers in a life. We need to first of all dismantle that one now. Before we now start to judge. This is a terrible day for any witch doctor, any herbalist, or any native doctor who is harassing a child of God. It's a terrible day for anyone who is using a fetish power or a charm to attack a child of God. Very soon now, we shall start some prayers. Immediately we start those prayers, bondages will begin to break. Because we're going right to the origin of where the trouble started. For you to pray this kind of prayers, you need to become a friend of God. And so if you are here this morning, and you are not born again, you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, you just want to make yourself an easy prey for the enemy. I don't want you to waste time. Out there where you are now, you are not born again, you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, you will make yourself an easy prey for destruction. And it will be a tragedy if you come to a meeting like this, and because you did not surrender your life to Jesus, the enemy was able to attack your destiny. Wherever you are, if you know that you are here today, you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, and you want to do so now, get out of your seat and run very quickly to the frontier. Get get up from that seat and quickly run to the frontier. Don't allow anybody to stop you. And don't be shy. Just run very quickly to the altar here. Jesus is waiting for you here. His power is available to break every yoke of darkness and to destroy every mountain of the wicked. Run very quickly to the frontier. Jesus is waiting for you here. Amen. Those of you at the front, I congratulate you. Close your eyes, please, and say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. I know that you care for me. I know that you, Father, sent your Son to die for my sins. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. And so this morning, I surrender my life to Jesus. I say bye-bye to the devil. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that, should pray with me. I want to pray with you now. Lord, I thank you for these children. Thank you for keeping them by your power. Thank you for putting in their hearts to take this decision. I pray, oh Lord, that you uphold them by your power in the name of Jesus. I decree that we shall be well with you. The Lord will keep us standing by his power. Write your name in the book of life. And any problem the enemy has placed on your life shall shift away. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's rise up on our feet and close your eyes. And very gently, without making any noise at all, very quietly, begin to sing this song. I believe my blood in Jesus. I believe my blood in Jesus. Meditate on areas in your personal life and in your environment where the enemy has been tormenting, where Goliath has been boasting, where Herod has been making noise, where the Red Sea has been roaring against you. Get yourself ready this month to dismantle, because this is a morning of dismantling. Get yourself ready to dismantle the strongholds that have attacked your life for years. We're not here to play or to joke this month. We are here for a special thing. The Lord has an agenda for all of us who are gathered here this morning. And within the next few minutes now, we're going to start prayers. And as we start those prayers, things will begin to happen here in rapid session. Mighty breakthroughs will begin to take place. A man or woman will be delivered from long-term yokes. This is a very serious matter. Thank you, Jesus. The first prayer I want you to pray, while you lay your hands on your head, lay your right hand on your head. The first prayer I want you to pray is this, and this is a very serious prayer, before we go on to other prayers. Say this loud and clear. Every ladder of darkness in my life, deal with the ladders first. Let them break away. Let them break away. In the name of Jesus. Let them back off and break away. Jesus' name we pray. I give you a minute now to confess your sins to the Lord. Because any sin in your heart is wickedness in your heart. And I don't want that to hinder you today. Because if there is wickedness of sin in your heart, you cannot battle the external wickedness. Do that now. Amen. Now listen. The prayers we want to start now, they are judgmental prayers against the wicked. The wicked that has only repentantly decided not to let us go. We want to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters. We want to execute the judgment that is already written. I did not write those judgments. The Bible writes judgments. For example, the Bible says in Isaiah 3:11, I didn't write it, it was in the Bible. The woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him. That's what the Bible says. It's not Dr. Lucoran who wrote that word. The Bible says, in the same Isaiah 57, verse 20. So, but the wicked are like the troubled sea, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up men and death. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. That's what the Bible says. I didn't write that one. The kind of prayers we're going to pray now. If there is any personality that has unrepentantly made a covenant with the enemy to destroy any child of God, then whatever happens to them is their own trouble. Say this loud and clear now. In this kind of prayers, you should not allow the voice of the person next to you to overshadow your own. As we are praying these prayers, bandages will begin to loose. And immediately you are praying, and you notice that there's a condition you brought here that has disappeared. Don't let anybody invite you. Just find a way to the altar here so that we can pray with you and you can keep that miracle. It's a captivity of witch doctors. Assign against me. I'm sure you can shout it louder than that. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Let the chains be broken. Let the chains be broken. Let the chains be broken. The chains on the head. The chains on the eyes. The chains on the stomach. The chains on the breast. The chains in the womb. The chains in the legs. Break. Aha. Their captivity must be removed. Their captivity will be shaken off. Masoto koyabo shende rabo konda. Ribo soponde koyabo. Break loose. Break loose. Everyone that is suffering from captivity of witch doctors. Be set free. Be set free. Be set free. Mashika ribo soponde koyabo shende. Yes. Break. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. We are making progress. Wonderful progress. Say this again loud and clear. Wicked powers. Pack your load. Go. In the name of Jesus. Go, go, Spirit of the Living God, move. In Jesus' name we pray. Someone is saying your two legs are not equal. Power of God is pulling that short one, pulling it to become the size of the second one. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's been healed. An uncontrollable urine. That's right. It's a sister here too. We have been having stillbirth. The spirit of death in the womb has been taken out. That's right. The poison of darkness. The is coming out of the eyes, of the head, of the chest. Just the person of darkness is coming out. It's coming out. Say, oh God, arise. Pass through the land with violent anger. And slay the wicked. Can you say that loud and clear? Say it again. In the name of Jesus. Just let his power arise to pass through the land and slay the wicked. In Jesus' name we pray. So, oh God, arise and cut off the horns of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, cut off the horns. Cut off the horns of the wicked. Yes. Cut off the hands of the wicked. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Now, these three prayers should be prayed violently. Violently, violently. Oh God, arise! I waste every power that is assigned to waste me. Oh God, arise! I waste every power that is assigned to waste me. In the name of Jesus. Let us pause and waste it. Let us waste it. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
In
Jesus' name we pray. Say, every Saul and Goliath assigned against my life, death, in the name of Jesus.
Spirit of the living God.
Yes, yes, yes. Deal with the Pharaoh and the Goliath. Today is today. The power of God has passed through your life and disgrace the wicked. In Jesus' name we pray.
Raise your right hand to the heavens and say this after me loud and clear.
Oh God, arise in your fierce anger and slay the wicked who have made covenants with evil spirits to destroy my life, to destroy the nation. In the name of Jesus, let these wicked powers die the death of the uncircumcised. After the order of Goliath, oh God, arise and cut off the agenda of the wicked. Oh God, arise and send your wild wind to fall with great pain upon the heads of the wicked. Let the fierce anger of the Lord not return until he has accomplished his acts. Oh God, arise and drown the Pharaoh company in the Red Sea. The arrogant enemies, the oppressors, the wizards, the witch doctors, the Hebrew priests, let them receive. Open this grace. Let their medicine, their charms, turn against them. Oh God, arise and slay every Arab company. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and overthrow every plan of the wicked against my life. Oh God, arise and trample down the wicked counselors. I prophesy death on wicked witchcraft. Now, in the name of Jesus, oh God, arise and hang on the tree. Every amen assigned against my life, let the moon and star unite to smite the wicked in the night. Let the sun smite the wicked in the day. In the name of Jesus, every power hired to curse me, fall after the order of Balaam. Fall after the order of Balaam. In the name of Jesus. Now, there is trouble and chaos in the camp of the enemy right now. Thank you, Jesus. 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 You will not pray this prayer. My Father, rearrange my circumstances to bring me into glory. Can you say this loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. Rearrange my circumstances to bring me to glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence. Perfect silence. Please don't say anything now unless I ask you to talk. The Lord is walking on 47 persons. Even as they are standing there, witchcraft powers have visited them in the night to deposit poisons into their bodies. One by one, those poisons are being removed. The poisons of the night is being wiped off by the power in the blood of Jesus. Amen. The Lord is healing a baby of an infirmity. I don't know what infirmity it is, but the power of God is falling on that child. You mother, check that child very well. The power of God has fallen upon that baby. That yoke that the enemy has put upon the baby is broken. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Two prayers before we go to the next session. Every wicked power, toy with my destiny. Death in the name of Jesus. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. And then this one, wickedness from my place of birth.
If you are afraid, don't pray this one.
Wickedness from my place of birth. Your time is up. Death. In the name of Jesus. The one from my place of birth. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I'm praying for these children that you have touched. I cover your miracle with the blood of Jesus. Affliction will not rise again. In the name of Jesus. The power of God that has worked in your life today shall continue to work in your life every day of your life. The power of God will envelop you, barricade you from every destruction. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to thank the Lord for what He has done here today. Amen. If you believe the Lord has done something good for you today, shout to Jericho destroying, hallelujah. Let your amen be dynamic now. As I pray now. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. We come before you now because your mighty power is the absolute power and there is none like unto you. You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. Father, by your power which knows no boundary, by your power which cannot be insulted, everyone that has presented there this morning, in the minds of everyone here, oh God, arise and manifest your power. 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 By the time you come here for the next power mustangers, you will be a bigger bundle of testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Any power that has made a vow to oppress, to torment, to harass any child of God here will bury them alive. In the name of Jesus, we bury them alive. In the name of Jesus, we bury them alive. In the name of Jesus, I cover you and your family and everything that is yours to the blood of Jesus. It is written that you can raise your head, but that comes your head. The help comes from the Lord, made of it and earth. Do not suffer your feet to be moved. And that keepeth you will not slumber. That keepeth Israel shall never slumber of you. The Lord shall keep you going and your coming out. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. Neither shall any plague move near your camp. He shall be well with you. The Lord will bless you from Zion and make his face to shine upon you and shall give you grace. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray.